And howsoever said he, let me run, he said unto him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by way of the plain and overran Cushi. And David sat between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate and to the wall and lifted up his eyes and looked. Behold, a man running alone. The watchman cried and told the king, and the king said, if he be alone, there's tidings in his mouth. And he came apace and drew near, and the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called unto the porter and said, behold, another man running alone. And the king said, he also bringeth tidings. And the watchman said, methinketh the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, he's a good man and cometh with good tidings. And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, all is well. And he fell down to the earth upon his face before the king and said, blessed be the Lord thy God, which hath delivered up the man that lifted up their hand against my lord the king. And the king said, is the young man Absalom safe? And that's all that David is interested in. And Ahimaaz answered, when Joab sent the king's servant and me thy servant, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was. See, he didn't know that Absalom was dead. And the king said, turn aside and stand there. He turned aside and stood still. And friends, there are many messengers running today telling the human family from God that all is well. All is not well. Man is a sinner. Man needs a Savior. Man needs to know that the Son of God died on the cross for him. That's the message. And this boy didn't have the message. Now behold, Cushi came, and Cushi said, tidings, my lord the king, for the Lord hath avenged thee this day of all them that rose up against thee. You see, the thing that David's interested in, not winning the battle, but what about Absalom? Is the young man Absalom safe? And Cushi answered, the enemies of my lord the king and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt be as that young man is. That is, he's telling him gently he's dead. And the king was much moved, went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went thus, he said, and here's the most touching expression of grief there is in the Bible or out of it, friends. Oh, my son, Absalom, my son, Absalom, would God I died for thee. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son.